Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll-free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I will tell you that there is a very distinct difference around the country when it comes to the economy when you compare red states and states that are growing, states that I often mention. You know, look at the migration in the country to red states like Texas. They're number one. Florida's number two. Tennessee, North and South Carolina, not far behind. South Dakota is crushing it, thanks to Governor Kristi Noem's workforce ads for Freedom Works here. I have a personal story I'll tell you about in a minute. And anyway, here's her latest ad promoting her nationwide workforce recruitment state trooper. Listen to this.
South Dakota is the freest state in America. Now we're making it the safest by putting more police on our streets.
So I'm on the road until we can hire more. We respect law enforcement because they protect our freedoms. We have no state income tax and the fastest growing incomes. Sir, are you aware you were driving 33 in a 65?
Governor Noem, it's me, Dusty Johnson. I'm a congressman.
Politicians.
South Dakota. Freedom works here.
Yeah, freedom actually works in South Dakota. Anyway, joining us now is South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is back with us. Governor, you're doing pretty well in these ads. You might have a future in advertising when all this is said and done. I mean, you've taken on so many roles to make your point, and this program has proven to be enormously successful. I have an anecdote for you that I think you'll feel good about. So I happened to have an opportunity. I was invited to a lunch, and I had lunch with this very, very nice couple. And the wife is extremely successful in the makeup industry. And I didn't know her beforehand. It's just a happenstance that I just happened to meet them, and we decided I like to go to dive diners all the time because that's the food I love. And anyway, we met there and I'm listening to the story, and her husband then tells me a story. You know, I've been watching your TV program and listening to your radio program, and I watched Kristi Noem a number of times and I've heard her a number of times, and I decided to look into investing in South Dakota myself. It turns out the guy, you might have spoken to him. I don't remember or recall 100%, but this is fairly recently. I should remember. He bought two big apartment complexes because he sees the number of people, the thousands and thousands of people that have taken you up on your offer, inviting them to work in your state, and the ability for professionals not to have to go through the arduous process of getting licensed in a different state if they're a nurse or an accountant or a lawyer or whatever it happens to be, or a contractor, and take advantage of the fact that so many people are moving there. And he said, yeah, after watching your show and listening to the governor and listening to your radio show and hearing the governor, I looked into it, and I ended up getting two big apartment complexes. And I'm like, my mouth is open. And he says, they're phenomenal investments. He went into this long, I wouldn't call it informative, just an information session for me about how successful his purchase already is. I was kind of blown away. I thought you'd like that story.
Yeah, I love that story. That's fantastic. And it really is true, Sean. You know, it's South Dakota right now. It's so fun. I wish everybody would come here and just see it and experience it, because people are excited and they're happy here, and we're growing and they're thriving, and incomes have gone up 30% in our state just in the last several years. And, you know, and it's interesting, like, Sean, since I ran, if you remember the original plumbers ad, which ran where I was a very bad plumber and sprung a leak and asked for more plumbers to come to our state, we've had over 70% increase in licensing of plumbers since that ad aired. Over 40% more electricians have come into the state now and are working here. We did universal license recognition. We just did a bill that I signed last week that helped those who have maybe a criminal background to be expunged so that they can get licensed and work in a profession and get one of these high-paying jobs. It's incredible to see our licensing boards with all the numbers come in, not just the responses to the ad and the people that have moved, but they are getting licensed and they're filling our jobs and our businesses are thriving. So it's all, I just wish this story was something that was America's story. Unfortunately, it's happening in South Dakota. I wish it was happening everywhere in America, because I see people suffering so much.
No, but I will tell you, it is happening in other states. I think you probably heard, I have not been at my old house in New York, by the way, might be up for sale soon. I've not been there since, you know, before Christmas, to be honest with you. And I don't have any plans or desire to go back ever at this point. And I will tell you, the same thing is happening in Florida. I have a ton of friends in Texas. It's happening there. I have a ton of friends in Nashville and Music City and other parts of the state as well. I have a ton of friends in North and South Carolina. And their story, maybe not as pronounced as yours. These states have not gone on the offensive that you've gone on. But, I mean, those states are thriving. And then you see blue states are just deteriorating. And people are voting with their feet by saying they've had enough and they're leaving. And you're inviting them in and saying, we're going to make it as easy as possible. We want professionals. And if you don't have a profession, we'll put you in on an apprenticeship program, and you're paying up to $80,000-$85,000 to teach somebody a trade that will provide a good income for them for the rest of their lives. These are high-paying career jobs in the trades that I think often get overlooked. You may not know this, but I was a contractor long before I was a radio talk show host, and I actually loved being a contractor. I liked it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's, and I heard you took a nasty fall one time too, so I'm glad you're all healed up. And
I did.
In the job that you're in.
Here's the good news. I fell on my head and I became a conservative right there and then. It just knocked sense into me right away.
Perfect. No, what's wonderful is we're training people to be teachers in the classrooms, so they're able to earn a wage, work with our kiddos, because we had a teacher shortage, and they're going to end up being licensed teacher and go into their own classroom in the future. And this new ad we just put out is on law enforcement. You know, since we started the national law enforcement advertising campaign, we've had over 800 law enforcement officers already say, we're going to move to South Dakota. We'll be there. You respect us. You uphold law and order. We're going to be there. So that's just amazing to see America respond, because it shows how the Socialist Democratic Party is killing their states that they're in charge of. And I hope it's the contrast that we need to really win this next election cycle, because it's important. Put people to work, give them an opportunity, don't give them a hand up, let them have an American dream and just get out of the way. And boy, in these states that are doing that, people are thriving.
You know, I look at this upcoming election and I think it's pretty well set. And I have nothing negative to say about Nikki Haley, but if the polls are anywhere near correct, she's going to lose by significant double digits. The latest poll, I think, had her down 37 in her own home state. She came in third in Iowa, lost by double digits in New Hampshire. For whatever reason, I don't know why they didn't participate in Nevada. And then we go to her home state. And if you look at the numbers in terms of polling in Super Tuesday states, I mean, Trump is running away with, I think, pretty much every one of them. And so it looks like he's going to be the candidate, but you also see what else is happening. And that is that, you know, a case that goes back before the 2016 election involving Stormy Daniels. Now he's got to sit trial for that at this late hour. You know, all these cases involving issues that happened four or more years ago that they want to bring up, the double standard in the document case. I mean, they're putting every possible legal obstacle in front of Donald Trump and taking away his ability to campaign, at least in a traditional way, because he's going to have to sit in a courtroom. I call it the criminalization or the weaponization of our legal system, or criminalizing political differences. You know, what's going on here?
Yeah, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. It's an unprecedented time. And that's what I think is remarkable, is that President Trump still continues to poll higher than he ever has. So it may be the most unique presidential campaign ever run, because he's going to have to run it out of a courtroom, just defending basic freedoms and against this corrupt judicial system that they're using against him. I would just say, you know, I spend my life, you know, involved in policy making and working with businesses and in politics and all that. I can't keep it all straight, Sean. I don't know how you keep it all straight. The average American out there listens to this on the news at night and they say, these Democrats have lost their mind. And I keep trying to remind people about how this George Soros money and all this liberal money came in, and they influenced these small circuit judge, district judge races, these DAs. They got them elected. It should be a warning signal to the rest of us of what they can do to Secretary of State's offices, what they can do to Attorney General offices, and what their next step is. So we better go to war right now to add some integrity back into our three-tiered system and our three, you know, layers of government, the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch, and bring that integrity back in, because they're going to keep coming. They're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until they have every office of influence that decides whether we still have free elections or if we still get, you know, the right to defend ourselves or are innocent until we're proven guilty.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. More with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem. Then your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken through abortion. Now, preborn.com, they're dedicated to saving these precious lives, and they're using the science of 4D ultrasound to do it by offering free ultrasounds to any expecting mom.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
Now, you see, when an expecting mother meets that precious baby inside her, they end up being more than twice as likely to choose life for that baby. Now, you can join them in this incredible effort of theirs, and that's rescuing babies' lives. One ultrasound, $28. For $140, you can sponsor five ultrasounds. And you know what? You might be saving five lives. You can donate securely by dialing #250 on your cell. Use the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And unlike Planned Parenthood, they don't get a penny from the federal government. They rely on your generosity. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn. But after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her. They supported her. And they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? And maybe even in a big way, every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue now with South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who is with us. You know, I'm looking at the economy for the rest of the country, and it's not good. We still have 60% of Americans that are literally living paycheck to paycheck. Many of those can't make ends meet. Many of them are putting bare necessities on credit cards. Many of them are taking massive penalties and cashing in their retirement, their pensions early. There was an article out earlier today that points out that Biden inflation is a tax that is now eating more of America's, the American people's wages than at any other point in Biden's presidency. If you look at the average hourly earnings, they've increased moderately to $29.93 an hour, now to $34.55 an hour in January 24. That's from 21 to 24. But when adjusted for Biden inflation, since the beginning of Biden's term, the average wages are comparatively only $29.29 instead of the $34.55. you know, equating to a difference of $5.26 per hour, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That doesn't sound like Bidenomics is that successful to me. That sounds like most people are suffering. However, the exceptions are states like yours. And I think you're the most outspoken governor, you and probably Governor DeSantis on this very issue, although, you know, poor Governor Abbott's so wrapped up in the open border policies of Joe Biden. It's unreal what they are doing to the state of Texas and how many resources Texas has had to put towards doing the job of the federal government.
Yeah, it is. I commend Governor Abbott and that legislature and the people of Texas who are funding that operation down there. I know that all of us, I've had troops deployed down there 3 times, and we'll be sending more resources here real soon. But for what they've taken on financially as a commitment and in commitment and National Guard personnel and law enforcement personnel is incredible, because they're doing the job of the federal government that they just don't have to be doing. So, you know, that's the top. You've nailed all the top three issues. It's the border, and it's the cost of groceries, the cost of energy, it's people's pocketbooks. We can talk about the statistics of inflation and all of that, but it's how do people feel? And every day I'm talking to people in other states that are talking about how much worse their life has gotten. And so as Republicans that want to get elected, they got to make sure they're still relating to the folks that are running those small businesses and are taking their kids to school, and show them that you got some guts to stand up when it matters. You know, don't be another talking head. Be someone like Donald Trump that takes incoming and still stays standing and still keeps fighting and doesn't quit, gets out of bed every day. That's what people respect now. They don't want perfect people. They want people that fight and fight when it matters. And they do it in a smart way so that we actually can win.
I'll tell you, this guy that I had lunch with was so convincing that I'm now looking into maybe partnering with him on maybe a future deal that he does. I mean, he just laid it out for me, and I said, wow, it kind of blew me away. And it's a tribute to you. It's a tribute to other elected officials in your state. It's a tribute to the people of your state. And, you know, I wish some of these blue states would look at what you're doing and say, yeah, that's working. Why don't we do that? But I think they're too dumb to do it. But anyway, Governor Noem, you know you're on the short list. I'm just telling you, I've already gotten your answer 10 times, but I think you're right up there at the top. You, Tim Scott, a few others, you've been mentioned by name. We're going to watch that closely. So I don't know if the people of South Dakota will be happy for you or mad that you're going to maybe be taken away from them.
I don't know. I told them they had to go with me if I was going to go do something like that. So we'll see what happens.
The people of South Dakota are not moving to Washington, D.C. I can promise you that. That's not happening. There's not. They have too much common sense and respect for themselves to make a dumb move like that. But Governor, congrats. It's an inspiring story and one that I think needs to be duplicated. And I love real success stories. Congratulations.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for sharing that story.
Fascinating testimony out of Georgia today with Nathan Wade and of course, his testimony was laughable at some points, because at one point he actually testified, I don't recall traveling with Fannie Willis in 2021. Now, I'm not sure when they took their extravagant vacations. I don't know the answer to that. However, they had a special relationship, and I'm going to play Nathan Wade some of his testimony, because I think it's pretty unbelievable. He took 20 seconds at one point to answer if he's ever been to a cabin with Fannie Willis ever. Let me play all of that. Now I'm going to play a kicker at the end of this, and I'll explain that on the other side of these comments. Listen to Nathan Wade and his testimony, and also listen to Robin Yerdy, who's a good friend of Fannie Willis, testifying Willis and Nathan did have a romantic relationship that started in 2019, which means there's a massive conflict of interest. Anyway, listen.
But you did travel with Miss Willis in 2023, correct?
I did.
And you traveled with her in 2022, correct?
I did.
And you traveled with her in 2021, correct?
No.
So you only traveled with her in 2022 and 2023?
2022 and 2023 is what I recall.
You remember booking a cabin?
I booked lots of cabins.
Did you go to a cabin with Miss Willis ever?
Ever.
Ever.
Ever. No.
You've never gone to a cabin with this
pill? No.
So you know that their relationship, their personal relationship, began shortly after this municipal court conference?
Yes.
And when I say personal, romantic. I just want to make sure we don't get in an argument over what personal and romantic is later. When I ask you personal, do you take that to mean romantic?
Yes. Yes.
So you had a chance to see them interact together on a personal level?
Yes.
And so from everything that you saw, heard, witnessed, it's your understanding that they were in a romantic relationship beginning in 2019?
Yes.
Now, here's where it gets very interesting. My Cracker Jack radio research team happened to find this cut of Fannie Willis when she was running for Fulton County DA. And this is what she said. Listen to this.
Because they deserve a DA that won't have sex with his employees. Because they deserve a DA that won't put money in their own pocket when it should go to benefit children. Because we deserve better.
Oh, huh. Linda, am I wrong? Does that not sound like the very thing that people claim she's guilty of?
Not only does it sound like it, but he admitted to it. I mean, Nathan Reed admitted on the stand today that him and Fannie Willis were doing a lot more than paperwork in those offices. And you know what? That's your prerogative, but you can't get paid on the taxpayer's dime and be complicit in this case and do what you're doing. I mean, talk about
a lot of things can happen in those. A lot of things can happen in those offices. You're right. No, but I'm not. But in all seriousness here, I mean, she actually said that as she was running the campaign. You can't make that up. I look, the sad part is this ridiculous Stormy Daniels thing is coming up in New York. That's going to start in March. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do on the immunity case. I suspect I had Alan Dershowitz and Greg Jarrett on last night. I think the Supreme Court should take that issue up, considering it's so impactful towards the election. I don't think Donald Trump can get any fair trial in New York or in D.C. The judge in the D.C. case is about as left wing as you could ever get. And I think that, you know, the issue and the claims by the Trump administration that this is interfering in an election is absolutely true. They're preventing a top candidate of a major party in this country from being able to actually run a campaign. And these issues go back, in the case of Stormy Daniels, it goes back way before the 2016 election. In the case of what is going on with the special counsel, these cases go back 4 years. Now, if they were that serious and warranted such a deep investigation and trial, why did they wait 4 years? Why did they wait to charge him the year before an election, so that the trial would strategically take place during an election year? Is there anybody that thinks that's fair? Okay, well, let's see what happens with the Biden syndicate, because they may be facing their own issues coming up sooner than we think. Anyway, let's get to our busy phones. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. Mike in Mississippi. Mike, you're on the Sean Hannity Show. Thanks for checking in.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm just kind of curious if what the opinion was on these lower courts that removed Trump from the ballot. How can they do that without a trial or a conviction or any kind of a indictment or anything?
Well, I mean, that's the irony of this. Why are they kicking him off the ballot in two states? Maine, a decision made by one, what was that, AG, Secretary of State, whoever made that decision in Maine, and then the Colorado Supreme Court decision. They are saying it has to do with insurrection. Now, here's the big problem with that argument. Donald Trump's never been charged with insurrection. He's never been convicted of insurrection. I thought we lived in a country, I guess I've been mistaken the whole time, where people are innocent until they're proven guilty, that they deserve the presumption of innocence. And if you're not even charged with a crime, how do you cite that as a reason to keep somebody off a ballot? Makes no sense. On the issue of presidential immunity, you know, assuming that all of this testimony and all of Joe Biden's lies about never talking once to Hunter, his brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business dealings, I wonder what happens to Joe Biden. Let's say he loses this election, which I certainly hope he does, or whoever the Democratic nominee is, if Joe's out of office, that would make him eligible to be prosecuted. Although maybe the statute of limitations, he maybe probably is going to get the same benefit that Hunter got when the special counsel, the investigator of 4 years, was the guy that wanted to push this under the rug, the guy that then offered the sweetheart deal that then became appointed special counsel. You know, he let the statute of limitations run out on the years of Burisma, which were the big financial years for Hunter Biden. And that, I think, was done absolutely on purpose. That's called favoritism. That's called a dual justice system. Unequal justice under the law. That's not equal application of our laws or equal justice under the law. It's all sad. You know, so they tried to do this based on the issue of insurrection. That's their favorite word. Insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. Democracy in peril. Democracy in peril by the very same people that want to take away the right of voters to even choose a candidate of their liking without any type of conviction, just making broad, sweeping, determinative allegations that they're guilty of something. And that declaration is then what we're all supposed to believe it because they say it or they believe it or they think it. That's not justice. Anyway, good point. Good call. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We continue with your phone call straight ahead. 800-941-SEAN as we continue.
The final hour of the Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's Conservative Solutions.
Back to our busy phones. Steve, Louisiana, next Sean Hannity Show. What's up, Steve? How are you, sir?
Well, I haven't heard it said in quite some time. You're a great American, Sean, and should be said more often.
Steve, you're a great American. God bless you. God bless America. And in the words of Willie Cunningham, I want a full report.
Okay, here's the report. With our U.S. military being only about, 1.3 million active duty members, and that includes bottle washers and cooks and tire changers and bureaucrats and people just pushing paper, Biden has allowed about 5.5 times that many that we know of just in his first 3 years of office to enter illegally. These criminal, law-breaking, trespassing, invading migrants outnumber our military 5-1. And those are just the ones we caught. The 5-1 gotaways ratio is accurate, and I hear it's as much as 15-1. That could be a problem, I think. And I researched this, the Truth Hurts program, and all the other sites. This is accurate numbers.
I've not heard that analogy, but I think it's a very effective one. I haven't even thought about it, but I think you make a very effective argument. Here's my greatest fear. And frankly, I do have compassion and understanding for people if they're coming from poor countries in Central America, Latin America, wherever they happen to be, that probably are taking their life in their hands, making a perilous journey in the hopes that they can build a better future for their children and grandchildren. I can sympathize with that. However, they cannot be given special consideration because they are coming into the country illegally. If you want to be a part of our country, a prerequisite needs to be you will follow the laws of our country. You will respect our laws. You will respect our borders. You will respect our sovereignty. You will not jump the line and bypass the legal process that we have in place. I'm not saying that we can't make improvements to it. I think we can. But the problem that I have with all of this is all these, around 10 million, it's estimated to be, illegal Joe Biden immigrants in the country. Nobody's gotten the proper background check. And they're even admitting that, as I stated earlier in the program today. They're admitting that they're not vetting these people. They know nothing about them. They know nothing about their associates. You know, you had this, MS-13 gang member. We had the mother of a young girl that was raped and murdered. And all they needed to do was look at the tattoos on his body and they would have figured out he was a member of MS-13. Apparently, it wasn't hard to figure out because it said it everywhere. And they let the guy into the country. And now this woman's daughter is gone and done and finished. And Alejandro Mayorkas didn't even want to be in the same room. We call them angel moms and look them in the eye and apologize, because they should apologize. But they've been lying to us for so long. Now they've shifted the narrative into saying, we've done everything we can do. You know, well, it's not our fault. It's the Republicans' fault. No, it's not. It's their fault. And I'm tired of them lying about everything. I'm tired about Joe lying about knowing about his son and his brother's farm business dealings. I'm tired about them lying about the border. I'm tired of them lying about pretty much every issue that we now have before us as a country. I'm just sick of it. And this is now going on, you know, year in and year out. And they don't even know where these people are. That came out just today, as I mentioned earlier. We don't even know where they are. We have no idea. 800-941-SHAWN. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now, you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now, don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, warmer days remind us of fond summer memories. Now you can make those moments year-round with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, and that combines the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible, with LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful water jets installed in just one day. You're going to love it. Proudly made in America, use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. That's masterspas.com for up to $1,000 off. You can exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.